That's not a great start. We're recording and we're live on Facebook. So lovely to have you all with us in Shift Church this evening. Looks like we've lost Sean a little bit, which isn't ideal. Never mind. Oh, Sean's back. Great stuff. What's even worse?
Hello, Sandra. Nice to see you.
Yeah. So welcome to Shift Church at All Saints, those who are listening on the podcast, those who are dialing in on Facebook's this live this afternoon, evening. Where are we? Where are we in the day? Evening, Emmy definitely. Says it's definitely evening. Yeah, but it's dark outside. Though after this weekend and the clocks go back this weekend, that won't make any tell you anything at all, because it'll be dark in the middle of the afternoon next week. And those watching or listening back later on YouTube or Facebook, good to have you with us. I'm Tim Carter. I'm Vicar at All Saints. I'm kind of looking after this evening. And who else have we got? We've got Liz. Say hello, Liz.
Hello, Liz. Sorry.
That's really helpful. It's going to be one of those evenings, isn't it? Who else have we got saying hello on the stream there, Liz?
We've got, hi, Scott and Ali, Sarah and Dawn. Madge and Tom and David and Kimberly.
Wow, loads of people dialing in.
It's really good to see you.
And we've got a couple of new voices and faces this evening. We've got Emmy. Hi, Emmy.
Hi, Tim.
Not just hi, Tim. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. That's true. Yes.
What kind of day have you had today, Emmy?
Very busy. For those that you don't know, I'm an environmental health officer. So at the moment, I'm busy dealing with COVID outbreaks and running around the community, basically keeping us all safe.
So, fantastic. Yeah. Thank you very much. Fab, lovely to have you with us on screen today. I know you've been here otherwise, but lovely to have you on screen. And we've got Sean as well. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Yeah, pretty much the same as Emmy today. Very busy. Doing a similar job, testing people for COVID-19. In Birmingham that is, and getting wet a lot because it's out in the open. So I've got wet quite a few times today, which wasn't nice, but I'm here now, so that's good.
Are you somewhere warm and dry now?
I am, yes. Yeah, I'm warm and dry now, definitely.
Great stuff. That's good. So we've got a few of us on screen. We're going to be talking over what we're doing tonight. If you want to chip in the comments, if you're watching live, that'd be great. If you're listening back on a podcast or watching later in the week and you'd like to contribute via email or message, you can email me tim@allsaints-wellington.org or get in touch through Facebook Messenger or something like that, so that we can. Now, I haven't got any emails from last week to read out at the beginning of this week, so you guys who listen in the week, you've got to get emailing so that we've got some material. Otherwise, it means I've got to think up more stuff, which isn't great. And the other thing I was talking to somebody today, and they were saying they'd watched the first one, but they missed the second one. And I was kind of said to them, well, the whole point of this is you don't have to be there on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So just encourage you, if you normally hear on Wednesday at 8 o'clock, but you miss it for whatever reason, podcasts or watch it back or something. You don't have to miss out. That's the whole point of Shift Church. It shifts in the week and to where you are. So that's what it says on the tin. So don't feel like you've missed it. Just take part at a different time. Email us, message us. That'd be great.
Hello to Caroline in Tenerife.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, dear.
Is that Emmy's mum?
Yay! I've got a fan already, look, Tim.
Oh, well, absolutely. That's good. You can come back then.
See, I want to be in Tenerife right now.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. What's the weather like in Tenerife at the moment, though? Does anybody know? Is it actually nice?
I don't know. The stream is behind, so.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Well, no doubt Caroline will put something on in a little while and tell us whether it's nice. This last week we were thinking about... Oh, it's loving our neighbours. We're doing loving our neighbours at the moment. And last week, was it being accepting last week? Yeah, it was. I'm fairly sure. I've got lots of blank faces in front of me.
It was reconciliation last week.
You're right. It was back being accepting the week before. It was reconciliation last week. That's right. You're right. Well, we're kind of building up on that. And this week we're thinking about sharing our faith as an expression of love for our neighbours. So enough chit chat and banter to start. We're going to have a piece of worship music. Songs, words will come up on the screen. You can sing at home. Us here on the screen are going to mute so that it doesn't completely wreck the screen, the stream. But just a moment, just to breathe, put aside the busyness of having to dig out the computer or the phone and get on the stream, or if you're driving to work or whatever you're doing when you're listening to this, just a moment to breathe and to focus on God and to come to God in worship. So I'm going to share my screen and we're going to have this first song celebrating Jesus coming to us. Here we go.
Roaring with power.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. My God breaks the chains. It's fantastic news. I love that one.
Yeah, it's such good words in that one, isn't it?
Fantastic. Right, we got a couple of Bible readings. Emmy and Sean are doing those, but I can't remember who I asked to do the first one.
I've got Romans, if that helps.
Yes, Emmy, could you read some Romans for us? That'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
So it's Romans chapter 10, verses 9 to 15. And the version that I'm reading from is... Let me just check. The NLT version. Because it's printed on yellow paper, it makes it easier for me to read. So there you go. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scripture tells us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Jew and Gentile are the same in this respect. They have the same Lord who gives generously to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? How can they believe in him if they have never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless somebody tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scripture says, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news.
Thank you. I wonder who's got the most beautiful feet. Who feels like waving their feet in front of the camera so that we can have a poll? Nobody likes that idea.
Mine have got half painted nail varnish by a 5 year old on them, so nobody's seen mine.
Chip nail varnish from the summer.
Okay. I think Sean's got our other reading, but he's going to have to take himself off mute if he's going to read it for us, because it's not going to work otherwise. We won't be able to hear. Oh, here he comes.
Right. Okay. So my version is from the NIV and it's Mark 13, 1 to 13. As Jesus was leaving the temple that day, one of the disciples said, "Teacher, look at these tremendous buildings. Look at that massive stone, those massive stones in the walls." Jesus replied, "These magnificent buildings will be completely demolished, that not one stone will be left on top of another." Later, Jesus sat on the slopes of the Mount of Olives across the valley from the temple. Peter, James, and John and Andrew came to him privately and asked him, "When will all this take place? And when will there be any sign ahead of time to show us when all this will be fulfilled?" Jesus replied, "Don't let anyone mislead you, because many will come in my name, claiming to be the Messiah. They will lead many astray, and wars will break out near and far, but don't panic. Yes, these things must come, but at the end won't follow immediately. Nations and their kingdoms will proclaim war against each other, and there will be earthquakes in many parts of the world, and families and famines, but all this will be only the beginning of the horrors to come. But when these things begin to happen, watch out. You will be handed over to the courts and beaten in the synagogues. You will be accused before governors and kings of being my followers. This will be your opportunity to tell them about me. And the good news must be first preached to every nation. But when you are arrested and stand trial, don't worry about what to say in your defense. Just say that God tells you to. Then it is not it will not be you who is speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death. Fathers will betray their own children, and children will rise against their parents and cause them to be killed. And everyone will hate you because of your allegiance to me. But those who endure to the end will be saved."
There you go. Thank you both. Right, shall we have a little look at those then? Let's pray. As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So this is going to be a little bit different to the other weeks. You've still got me rather than video because I've changed a little bit from what we were going to do. But it's a bit different because normally I spend most of the time talking about the passages and the theology and doing a bit of study on them. And then we have a couple possible practical applications at the end. Oops, that wasn't right. Just destroying the equipment here. Hope it's all still working. But as I said, it's going to be the other way around. We've been exploring this value that we have at All Saints of loving our neighbours over the last month or so. And we've been thought about welcome, hospitality, being accepting, reconciling. And this week, we're thinking about how we show our love for our neighbours by sharing our faith with them. And the things that Emmy and Sean just read for us, thank you, they're fairly clear about how important this is. In Mark's eyewitness account of Jesus' life that Sean read, we hear Jesus talking with a real sense of urgency with his disciples. It sounds quite scary, actually, the things he's describing, demolishing of the temple and brother handing brother over to thingies and beaten in the synagogues and all that kind of stuff. But he's telling them all these kind of things that are going to happen after he's returned to heaven. And he gives them this instruction. Don't worry about what you're going to say when you're called to defend your faith. The Holy Spirit will teach you what to say. And it seems to me that if folk who are on trial for their lives, having been beaten up in the local synagogue, could trust the Holy Spirit for what to say when they were defending their faith, those of us who perhaps aren't in quite such dire straits could probably do that as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So the first thing to say when about sharing our faith, the first kind of takeaway for us is we don't have to be anxious about it. We don't have to worry because God's on our side. And if God's on our side with those folk in that terrible situation, how much more is he on our side when we're not in that kind of dreadful place? We can trust the Holy Spirit to give us the words. Now, in Paul's letter to the Christians in Rome, which Emmy read for us, he's kind of quite urgent as well. All Paul's writing, he's urgent about sharing the good news of Jesus. And he describes the basics of Christian faith about saying, yes, Jesus is my Lord. I'm going to do what Jesus says. And believing that Jesus is the one who can rescue us. And then you get this chain of questions. How can people call on him if they don't believe? How can they believe if they haven't heard? How can they hear if no one speaks? No one tells them? And who's going to tell them if they're not sent? So the second thing is, when we're thinking about sharing our faith, is that for our neighbours to be saved, we have to go when and where we're sent. And we need to tell them, we need to speak. So it's not actually very difficult to understand. I could just stop there. Oh, I'm not going to. I wanted to share with you guys some of the things that we've got coming up in the life of the church over the next couple of months. Things that I hope are going to give us an opportunity to share our faith and so to exercise our love for our neighbours. And it comes across, it might come across a bit like notices. We don't pretend to have notices at Shift Church. That'd be a new thing. We could introduce the notices.
Yay!
No. One of the things I love about All Saints is our notices are quite often about things we're doing to reach out to people. So I'm not too fussed about that. But they are pretty practical, these things. We've got All Saints Day coming up. And who knows when All Saints Day is?
November the 1st.
Thank you, Liz. Well, it's got an exciting thing in the morning for your family, haven't we, Sean?
Have we?
Well, I'm hoping Freya's going to come and get confirmed.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, right. I thought so. So that's in the morning. But in the afternoon, we've got a few things happening as well. usually around this time of year, we have a light party in the parish centre for families to come along and bob for apples and have glow sticks and all that is kind of exciting. Have you done that, Emmy, in the previous years? Have you been part of that?
Last year we made 50 glow stick bracelets and then prayed over them as a family to just that the right people would come through the door, and we gave away all 50 at the door last year.
Fantastic.
So it was really good.
But we can't have 50 families in the same building this year, can we, Mrs. Community Health, what's it, person?
Environmental Health Officer, yeah.
Environmental Health Officer, that's the words I was looking for, yeah. So we're laying on a pumpkin trail, and different members of the church are going to have lighted pumpkins in their windows, people who live within the vicinity of the church building. And each one's going to have a word on it. And on Sunday afternoon, the afternoon of Sunday, November the 1st, families can come to the parish centre and pick up a map and then follow the map around Wellington, picking up the words to spell out a verse, and then come back and they'll get a pumpkin and a prize of some kind. So that'd be really exciting. And then on the same evening, a little bit later, there's a art installation called Light of Hope, which involves shining really bright beams of light into the sky around a church building, and different churches and cathedrals around the country are doing it, and we're going to be doing it as well. And so we're going to have these three beams of light shining up into the sky past All Saints building. You should be able to see it from all over Wellington and probably Telford. They should be that bright. So if you live anywhere near Wellington, not Tenerife, you're not going to be able to see them from Tenerife, but if you live anywhere near Wellington, between about 5:30 and about 9 o'clock on the evening of the 1st of November, look out your window, go out in the garden. If you can see the beams of light, take a photo and put it on your social media with the phrase hashtag light of hope. There's got to be a hashtag, hasn't there, nowadays? Yeah. And what else can you do to take part? Well, come and do the trail. If you know families from the school gate, invite them to do it. And perhaps also have a think about, I suspect there's not going to be much trick-or-treating this year, but if somebody does knock on your door, how can you respond safely and positively? Maybe you could have some of those glow stick bracelets in a little carrier by the door and say, with a little sign on saying, help yourself with some sweets or something. I don't know. Anyway, think about it. And pray for the families who are doing it, that they'll have a good time, but also that they will find something of the light of hope of Jesus in their lives. So that's All Saints Day. That's going to be really exciting. And actually, I think the church building is going to be open for private prayer as well on that afternoon. So if you'd like to just come and have a bit of quiet in the church building, a bit of a pray, be welcome to do that. The second thing that's coming up is Advent. When's Advent?
December.
Yeah, starts beginning of December. Looking forward to Christmas, getting ready for the Christmas parties, which aren't going to happen this year, and celebrations. And usually in Advent, we spend some time looking back all the way through to the history of creation and how it all looks forward to Jesus. And we also think about looking forward to Jesus' return when he'll come to complete the victory of his kingdom. And we just said Advent doesn't begin till December, and it's only October now, but there are some things we need to do to get a bit ahead. We're going to be thinking about using these things called Jesse trees to help us think about getting ready for Christmas. And you might not know what a Jesse tree is. So I've got a member of one of our congregations, Joe, who's sent us a video, which I hope is going to work. It's going to show us her Jesse tree so you can kind of understand what it's all about. So let's see if I can share my screen. If you other guys go on mute, that'd be brilliant. Let's just see if I've got the right thing here. Yeah, let's go.
This is our Jesse tree. There are many different variations, but they all tell the story.
That's annoying. Hold on. We will make it work. I promise. I hope. Talk amongst yourselves. Anybody else ever had a Jesse tree?
I've never had a Jesse tree, no.
You've not had a Jesse tree.
Oh, Normie, I like the idea of it, though. I always think, what a great idea every year, but never actually do anything about it.
Right. Here we go.
Are you there?
I think so. Right. Second time lucky. Here we go. I've got this all lined up before.
This is our Jesse tree. There are many different variations, but they all tell the stories leading up to Jesus' birth and are part of our preparation for Christmas. Adding the pieces to it day by day has become an Advent tradition in our home. We start with the bare branch on the 1st of December, and by Christmas I'm usually struggling to find enough twigs to take the last few decorations. As our daughters have now grown up and left home, I take a photo every day and send it to them. By the time they get home, it's nearly full. The lights are up inside and outside, and their job is to decorate our Christmas tree. The decorations take us all the way through the Old Testament, from creation to Noah, Abraham, Ruth, David, and so on, and to the prophets who foretold Jesus' birth. The last few are the New Testament stories, for Mary, Joseph, the coming of the Magi to Bethlehem, and John the Baptist. I made our decorations, and here are some of the ones that go on the tree. This is the story of creation, where the land was separated from the sea. These stars, too numerous in the sky to count, symbolising the descendants of Abraham. Here's the Passover lamb. And these are the Ten Commandments. This sheaf of wheat represents Boaz and Ruth. And this is the stump of Jesse, who the tree is named after. Isaiah tells us, a shoot will come from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. And in fact, here we have the wisdom of Solomon. And here's the whale where Jonah spent 3 days and three nights. And some of the New Testament ones. Here we've got Bethlehem, when the Magi came to visit with the star in the sky. Here we have the baby John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb, who leapt when Mary came to visit. And here we have the baptismal shell, which symbolising the baptisms that John did in the River Jordan before Jesus baptised. And this one up the top here, which you can just see, is the baby Jesus in the crib on Christmas Day.
And we're back. So there you are, that's a Jesse tree. That's like one that you can have in your house. And from there, you can see that Jo had done her decorations out of bits of felt and sewing and things.
I was going to say, did Jo make all those herself? Because they're all really...
Yes. Yeah, she did. Yeah, great. Which is why I said that if you want one for December, you might not have, if you're going to do particularly a very crafty one like that, you might want to start making the things now. But basically, what we're going to do, we are putting together packs for families, and they will have a little bit of the story for each day. David's busy writing those at the moment, and an image for each day, so that you can cut out the image and colour it in, or if you want to use that as a template for making felty crafty ones, you can do those. And then each day in December you can hang one on the tree and tell the story all the way through to Christmas Day. So that's something that families can do together. We're doing it for schools as well. So we've got a couple of schools who are going to have them in their classrooms. So they're going to do the same kind of thing. We're going to provide the packs for them, and they're going to have a classroom Jesse trees and perhaps one in their hall. And we're going to have a great big one in the churchyard at All Saints. And we're going to have some big wooden discs. And what we're looking for is 25 families or classes or households to take responsibility for one of the wooden discs, for decorating it with one of the day's things. And then we'll have a little video of them bringing it to the tree, reading the story for that day. So we'll prepare all those through November. And then December, we'll hang one on the tree every day, a new one to build it up through December. And we'll put the videos on our social media so that people can see it out in the community. So it's for families, for schools, and for the whole community, telling the story of God leading up to Christmas. So that's the idea of the Jesse tree. If you want to be part of that, if you want a pack, if you want your family to decorate a thingy, get in touch with us and we'll send it all out. That'll be really exciting. So what we've had All Saints, we've had Advent. What do you think's next? Oh, come on, guys.
What's next after Advent?
Yeah. Christmas.
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 Yeah. Okay. We're awake tonight.
So the third thing is Christmas. And we're still working on the details of all our Christmas services, but no one will be surprised, least of all the environmental health officer, to discover that we're not going to try and put 400 people with candles in All Saints Church building this year. No, we're not. And we're not going to be able to do our crypt service or have all the schools come through. And one of the things we normally do is for everybody who comes to one of our Christmas events, we give them a Christmas magazine and a little postcard saying that we're praying for them and giving them details of the other Christmas services. But if they're not going to come to us, we're going to have to go to them. So what we'd love to do is to put a Christmas magazine through the door of every house in the parish with a little postcard giving our Christmas love and telling them about our online Christmas stuff. The Mission and Discipleship Action Group are going to be organising that. And so not quite yet, but early December probably we'll be looking for folk to deliver magazines. And if you are listening to this and you don't happen to live in Wellington, but you'd like to do it on your street anyway, get in touch with me and I'll tell you how you can get hold of some of the magazines. So you don't have to live in Wellington, we're going to do it in Wellington, but if you don't live in Wellington, that's fine, you can still do it. I'm not sure you're going to get them to Tenerife, though the postage might be prohibitive. But anyway, so as we think about what God is calling each of us to do with those particular projects, I want to circle back to those two takeaways from our Bible readings, just to give us confidence and to give us a bit of encouragement that for our neighbours to be saved, we have to go when and where we're sent and speak. We don't have to be anxious about this. Just ask the Holy Spirit to give us the words. For our neighbours to be saved, we have to go when and where we're sent and speak. We don't have to be anxious about this. Just ask the Holy Spirit to give us the words. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So I've been speaking for a long time. Any initial reactions or thoughts or?
Well, Sarah said on the thread, she said the reading from Mark made her think of COVID. Magnificent buildings being demolished. In the same way, we've left the building and found other ways. And that's what we're saying, wasn't it? That we're actually going out to people and not just expecting them to come to us this year. And it's just a different way of doing things. Yeah. And then she also said, we mustn't be afraid to go out and speak to others. We need to step out boldly in faith. Very true. We do need to step out boldly. It's not always easy, is it? I mean, I don't always find it easy. But
what do we find not easy about it?
What, to step out in faith and, and boldly?
Be bold, yeah.
I find it easy if you've got something to invite people to. I think all the events that you were talking about are quite exciting, actually, Tim.
Yeah.
Because you know, the reaction that I've had over the last couple of years of saying to people, oh, would you like to come to this light party? Or we're going to the Christmas fair, and if you go into church, there'll be the puppets at this time. You know, people actually say yes, which is weird. And you're like, oh, okay, yes, we'll come with you. And you're like, oh, okay, well, now you're coming with us then. So yeah. So it's it always surprises me how people actually do say yes if you ask them. That's the first thing to do. And if they say no, that's okay. You know, if you ask them as in an informal way like that, that's okay too, if that makes sense. So yeah,
it's true. And Tom says, words aren't the only way. Quote from Francis of Assisi, preachable at all times and when necessary, use words. And that's partly what we're doing as well, isn't it? By reaching out with these community events. We are doing these things through actions, which really draw people in, as well as using words.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree with the sentiment that it's words and actions together. I hate to be that person, but Francis of Assisi never said that. It's a misquote.
Oh, dear.
it's commonly quoted as him having said that, but there is no record in any of his writings or those of his followers of him actually having said it. Sorry, Emmy, you were saying.
I was going to say, I think a lot of the times with people, it's about planting seeds as well. Mm. So, yeah. Not every conversation will lead into a, yes, I want Jesus as my Lord and Saviour. But you might just be planting that seed, if that makes sense, that makes them want to explore more, makes them want to, you know, maybe find out more. And then when you say, would you like to come on an alpha course, they think, well, I've met these people at this event. Mm. I know them all. They don't seem that crazy. So they they start to open up to other possibilities, if that makes sense. Planting seeds sometimes with people, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Sean, you said you were about to say something, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of the time we get wrapped up in the idea that we have to be an evangelist or some big preacher to talk to people. And actually, you can do it anywhere, in any situation. I found, wherever you are, at work or, out and about, whatever, God, I find, does give you opportunities. And the key thing is not to panic and think, oh, I've got to say a whole diatribe of stuff. It's just simple things to show that you care, and I think that's, for me, what I try to do, really.
Yeah, I think that showing you care thing's really important. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my words here. It's like whenever you wanting to make friends, you're much more likely to form a good relationship if you show at least as much interest in what the other person wants to say as what you've got to say. If you go into any relationship or any conversation just with your own agenda and all the things you want to say in your head, then that's never going to be a really balanced relationship or a fruitful one, is it? Or what do you think?
No. You need to balance it and showing kindness is just really crucial in... Mm. Yeah, in drawing people into faith stuff, also, like you say, into just relationships. It's a
because people are challenged by that, aren't they? They can't. Society doesn't, caring isn't something that society likes to do. So when that happens, that does challenge people. That does pull them up when they think, "Oh, why is this person doing this?" And then that's the opportunity to say, "Well, it's because of you could say because of Jesus or." And like Emmy said, because there's something going on that I want you to come along to, which I think would be really good. So there's lots of things that you can do that are quite simple, really.
Yeah. Definitely. We've been trying to... Oh, go on, Emmy, you were going to say something?
I was going to say, I think with COVID-19 as well, the balance of a lot of people's worlds has been shifted. And there's a lot of people hungry and crying out for a bit of... Mm. contact and a bit of kindness at this point in time, I think as Christians, if we can offer that, if we can offer God's love through ourselves, then that's like a light, that's like a beam or a lighthouse that we're shining about his love through us, if that makes sense, into their world. So I think now's just the right time when a lot of people will need it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we try and do this bit within this called Take It Home, as to how we might do this in our families, with our perhaps particularly with our youngsters. How do we talk to our youngsters about sharing their faith? Is it different? Is it the same?
I think I'm in quite a lucky position that my daughter is very young. She's only just started school. And a lot of her friends are actually from church, so that probably helps a lot. But I think just inviting people, you know, it's saying, oh, would you like to invite this friend to something? Or, you know, just making sure that she's not afraid to talk about her faith, you know, and having those conversations with her that they are natural for her. Mm. I think that helps a lot. And I think that means that hopefully she will take that into life with her.
It's modeling that kind of behavior with them as well, that kind of listening, compassionate kindness behavior with our young people as well, and not just talking at them about it, talking to them and hearing what questions they've got, and really allowing them to ask those questions, and not always having the answers necessarily, but just allowing them to have the space to ask questions. Sarah says children often have less fear than the grown-ups. I joined my university's Christian Union after one of the people I was eating my dinner with invited me along. I've met some great people there, and that's just a lovely natural way, isn't it, that
definitely
come into these kind of things.
I think particularly kind of under 10s as well, if they enjoy going to church, they've got no qualms whatsoever about inviting their friend along with them. It's just like, well, yeah. I enjoy doing this. Yeah. Why wouldn't I ask my friend to come with me?
Ali says, I found youngsters less inhibited talking about their faith. I think that's true as well.
It surprised me as an adult how, though, actually, if you invite people, that they want to talk to you about it, or if your life seems different. A lot of people say to me, even at work, you know, oh, you're happy, you're always happy, why are you always happy? Well, you know, I'm not always happy. I do have really bad days, but I definitely think the love of Jesus in my life makes a difference to how I view the world, if that makes sense. And I've had a couple of conversations around that, around the tea urn in the office at work. Not recently, obviously, because we're not in the office, but
and even if you were, you wouldn't be allowed to gather around the tea urn.
No. But sometimes people will look at the way you're living your life and see something different, and that might open a door to them asking you a question about it. And I think it's not being afraid to answer it, you know.
Great stuff. Any last thoughts? Any last comments coming in on the stream, Liz?
No, I think we're there.
Okay. Well, what I'd encourage you to do, we're going to have another song. And maybe just as you're listening or singing along, have in mind who you might invite to one of these things, whether it's the pumpkin thing or to look out for the light of hope or to drop a magazine around to. Just ask God to be, over the next couple of months, been putting people on your hearts and your minds and giving you opportunities to get involved in these things. So let's
sharing Shift Church on your Facebook feed as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Be good. Thank you, Emmy. Well done.
It's amazing how many people you will notice that might just pop in for 5 minutes just to see, and then, or maybe there's something been said that would keep them a bit longer. I've been really surprised when I've done that with the All Saints morning service.
Yeah.
How many people I've thought, oh, okay, those relatives in Australia are tuning in, but they told me they weren't interested in church. So yeah, so you never know.
You never do. Right. No, thanks, Emily. That's great. Right. Let's see if I can get this little bit of music to work. Yeah, we are.
How great the chasm that lay between. spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Beautiful Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim. The morning that sealed the promise, your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Oh,
we're going to spend a little bit of praying together now. In the last couple of times, we've used a framework of P-R-A-Y, of pause, rejoice, ask, and yield, say yes to God. So we're just going to do that again, concentrating especially on asking God about sharing faith and all the things that we've talked about tonight. So let's just spend a few moments just pausing and just remembering to be still and know that He is God. So feel free to close your eyes, maybe to put your hands out if you'd like to, and be still and know that He is God. Let's offer up our prayers of thanks to God tonight. Do drop any prayers on the thread as we go, for prayers for thanks and prayers of asking as well, and we'll try and get to those as well, but do join in there. So let's join together in saying thank you and in rejoicing. Lord, we thank you that you are our living hope. Lord, that the grave has no claim on us because you've done it all, because you've conquered the grave. We thank you and we praise you.
Thank you, Father, for the people who came to me and told me about you and taught me about Jesus and invited me to follow him. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for the lifeline of online worship.
Yeah, Lord, I just thank you that in this time where we can't get out and be in our buildings or meet together, that you've given us this resource, that we have the internet, that we have a thriving Christian community and resources that we can tap into. And we just thank you for the work of All Saints online and through all those social media platforms. Thank you for feeding us at this time through the online.
We thank you, Lord, for the message of your gospel, which is what we long to share with others. And we want to share it with others because it is so full of hope. And it is so full of joy.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord, for your glorious gospel, what you've done and what you will do.
Yes, Lord, we thank you that earlier, as Emmy said, it's so accessible now, and especially during the lockdown when we can't go to church. Thank you that the gospel is really being preached by so many churches online, Lord, now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
So let's spend a few moments praying into this area of sharing our faith. So let's pray for our local community. Let's pray into all the things talked about, into the pumpkin trail and into the rays of light, into the Jesse tree, into the Christmas stuff. And let's pray for our schools and for our local communities if we're not in Wellington as well. And let's pray for opportunities to share our faith with our neighbours and our friends. Let's give those things to God now.
Yeah, so we ask that these initiatives that we're seeking to do over the next couple of months would really be blessed by you and be a blessing to others. It's really sad that the children can't come into church, but I pray that these things that we're doing would still be able to reach them and give them the message, that the message of hope, of love, of care, that you want them to receive. Lord, we just thank you for that now. Amen.
Jesus, I just pray that in the fun and in the opportunities that come to us through these activities that are being organised and through our week or through the places we are going this week, that it is all about you, Lord. That those opportunities would be about you and that we would be recognising them so that we can speak your words into the lives of others.
I thank you that we have this opportunity like no other year, really, to go out there into the community, Lord, and to really demonstrate your love through these different ways. And we pray for encounters with you in the community, Lord, just as they see these different things, as they see the pumpkins and the lights and the Jesse tree and all of those things, Lord. I just pray that they'll be able to really stop and think and have such a sense of your presence and really meet with you just in unexpected ways, Lord. I really pray, for unexpected encounters where people are amazed by you. Over the next few months, Lord.
We pray that as we move into Christmas as well, Christmas can be such a time of joy, but also of hurt, particularly if it doesn't quite live up to the expectations of people around us, that really that your message would just shine through that, that people would come back to the traditional message of Christmas and that it would be a time of love, and that that message would just shine through the season.
And Sarah prays, may the rays of light reach out across Wellington, lighting up everyone's lives and calling them in.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And we join with Lynn as well to pray for our schools who are dealing with outbreaks and disruptions at the moment.
Yeah.
And we pray as well for the schools that we'll be working with the Jesse tree. And we really pray again that, Lord, those children will encounter you and their parents as well. And that it will be a really positive point in the term for them to be able to do that and to be able to contribute to community project like that. I pray for real positivity among the schools and the community.
Yes, Lord.
And finally, we just say, yes, Lord, we yield. We say yes to sharing our faith. We say yes to telling others about your great gospel and about all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Thanks, Liz. Thanks, everybody, for joining in tonight. Thanks, Emmy and Sean, for being with us. It's good to see you. And we're coming towards the end of our time together. Boo. Another week gone. If you're watching live or if you're listening on the podcast and you want to share your thoughts about what we've talked about tonight, do email in tim@allsaints-wellington.org. All the details of the podcast and how to subscribe to it are on All Saints website. And you can watch it back on Facebook or YouTube. You can link to it, you can share to it. You don't have to miss it if you're not around next Wednesday. You don't have to miss if you're not here at 8 o'clock. It doesn't matter. It's Shift Church. You can shift it to the time and place that suits you. Out for a run, on your bike, on the way to work, at work, or maybe not at work, depending on what you do for work. There's all kinds of options. So, thank you for being with us tonight. It's been really great. And have a good rest of the week and good night. God bless. I'm going to stop the stream and I'm going to stop.